Latinos make up a little more than 10% of North Carolina's population and are expected to play a key role in the November election. The Biden campaign is using Spanish language media to target Latino voters in hopes that this fast-growing group will help turn the state blue for the first time since 2008. But on the other side, a nonprofit called the Libre Initiative is playing a long game. It's not necessarily trying to get Latinos to vote for Trump, but to embrace conservative ideas. I'm Steve Harrison. One Friday afternoon this month, about a dozen volunteers and staff of the Libre Initiative met in a University City office. They were going door knocking the next day, and Cecilia Navez was giving them their assignments: Kannapolis, Ballantyne, Central Charlotte.
Mañana su training, ella va a ir a Kannapolis con Evady. Nico va a ir a Ballantyne.
The next day, two paid staffers are driving their red Jeep through Blakeney in South Charlotte. One is Nico Goldstein, whose mom is from Ecuador and whose father is from Israel. The other is Gerardo Lora, a U.S. military retiree who was originally from the Dominican Republic. They have a list of Latino voters.
Hola, ¿cómo está, caballero?
Buenas tardes.
It's hard work and heat well past 90 degrees. Most people aren't home. Some don't want to talk. Finally, there's a win. An elderly man in a townhome with a Virgin Mary statue in his garden.
Le estaba diciendo que en términos generales, ¿cuál de estos temas es más importante para usted? ¿La educación, la inflación o la atención sanitaria?
Creo que la inflación, realmente.
Okay.
Afterward, Goldstein and Laura explain how it went. In response to a question about what is the man's biggest concern, education, inflation, or health care?
His was inflation, so that prompted questions on what his opinion.
That's very common.
Yeah.
That's very common.
Oh, yeah, the inflation, everyone's dying to get their opinion on what inflation's impacting them.
Goldstein is reading the questionnaire from his phone. Depending on what answer the person gives, Goldstein is given a new question to ask.
So the next question was like if he supports increasing taxes or government spending to try to fix the economy, even if it causes inflation. I think he said no, right? Then the prompt asked him about healthcare questions, asking him like who he thinks should have most say in decisions that affect the type of healthcare he gets, him or his family or the government. He chose his family.
The questions don't mention Biden or Trump. They don't encourage someone to vote one way or the other. And in this survey, at least, they don't even talk about the election. What Libre is doing is trying to identify Latinos who are predisposed to center-right political ideas and to get them engaged with meetups and seminars. The hope is that as Latinos increasingly flex their political muscle, they turn out to be a conservative bloc, not part of the Democratic coalition like strategists often assume they will be. It is the ultimate long game.
This year and even last year, the top priority that we heard from the community was the economy.
That's Jeffrey Baldwin, strategic director for the Libre Initiative in North Carolina. He immigrated to the United States from Guatemala when he was 14.
And that's what we are doing, several events across the state about the economy and the topic of Bidenomics.
The Libre Initiative started in 2011 with backing from the conservative benefactors Charles Koch and his late brother David Koch. It's affiliated with the Koch Group, Americans for Prosperity, and the two share a small office in University City. In the past, Libre opposed Obamacare. It's critical of Biden's economic policies. The group supports school choice and making some immigrants who came to the U.S. illegally citizens. 6 years ago, Nevada Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto criticized Libre.
What the Koch brothers and their web of dark money organizations like Libre are really doing is deceiving Latinos and supporting the very same politicians who are working against Latino families.
This year, former President Trump has not only called for more border security, but to round up and deport between 15 and 20 million people he says are in the country illegally. In an interview, I asked Baldwin about that.
Does that make you uncomfortable at all?
Personally, I, uh, I think that we need to find out who's actually in our country and to make sure that we don't have anyone that's trying to do us harm. What I think it should happen is we should actually try to implement policies that could become law, because I think that's the problem, is that sometimes people, it's either too far on one side or too far on the other, instead of actually listening to the people.
Despite that rhetoric from Trump, polls show the ex-president has more support among Latino voters than he had in 2020, when exit polls showed Biden getting 66% of their vote. In North Carolina, the Biden campaign said it's knocking on doors earlier than in previous election cycles, including in Latino communities. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.